SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
With this new year, we're resetting our goals, we're checking our heart, and I'm Scott Harrell on SOS Radio, and bringing two imperfect people together in a marriage covenant sometimes creates major friction, and author John Walker Lavin knows this all too well. This new year, it's a fresh start. John, tell us about your journey.
I wrote this book, Change Within, Great Marriages Start Within, for two reasons. First, God caused a miracle in my life and resurrected my broken 32-year marriage with my beautiful wife, Renee. And second, it's a testimony to God's unwavering love that he has for all of us in marriage.
So years into this marriage, things start to become a challenge. Communication starts to become a challenge. We have conditional love and we have unconditional love. And you got to a place where you realize, hey, we're separated now. What do we do?
Absolutely. Scott, you know, every couple is on a journey and will come to a crossroads at some point and face personal issues in their own marriage. Issues of pride, resentment, unresolved anger, frustration, pain, loss, even infidelity. There are so many different types of negative influence in our marriage lives that can distract us from one of the greatest gifts God has ever given us, our spouse. The outcome is really based upon how we react to each situation as a couple. Do we seek the solution that is good for the marriage or good for the individual? You know, marriage should be a safe place to find comfort, hope, peace, love, encouragement, worth, and value. A place where you cherish your wife or husband. So ask yourself, if you give your spouse the absolute best you have to offer, our spouses are deserving of our best.
John Walker Lavin had his fair share of marriage struggles, and about 10 years ago, the SOS Radio 30-Day Challenge made a difference. And we're talking with him today on SOS. He actually wrote a book called Change Within that tells his story. Great marriages start within. In this book, John, you challenge guys to ask themselves one simple question.
Does my spouse know without a doubt they're the most important, valued, and cherished person in my life? Your answer will give you an idea of where your heart is right now and where your marriage is headed. Simply be honest with yourself and ask that question. Every couple has major setbacks and heartbreak in their marriage. We had two heartbreaks in our first 25 years. We wanted two children, but it took us 10 years before that finally happened. We were overjoyed, but on June 6, 1988, we had a miscarriage. Devastation always follows a loss like this, but it was grace from God that brought us through this. On June 6, 1990, our son, Brandon Michael, was born exactly 2 years to the day of our miscarriage. The second heartbreak happened in 2003 on our 25th anniversary, and Renee was diagnosed with breast cancer. Renee healed physically, but emotionally, she was dying inside. And as a Christian husband wanted to comfort his wife, there was nothing I could do that made her believe she was still beautiful to me. Thankfully, Renee's cancer-free for 16 years. But I'll tell you what, you ask about the situation with our marriage and how we started. I felt first 25 years, we had a perfect marriage. The breast cancer took a toll on both of us, but our issues came to a boil in 2009. The bottom fell out of the real estate market. We lost everything. Our home, our cars, and our marriage came to a halt. Then Renee moved out. Scott, that was a pretty bad day.
Yeah, I bet. What happened?
Well, our 32-year marriage turned caustic. Our hearts simply stopped pounding for each other. We both felt complete devastation, brokenness, and loneliness. And this kept us enslaved to bitterness and pure emotional pain. We were both completely exhausted and done. That's where your station came in, SOS Radio.
The way you start out your day helps define and set the tone for the way you finish your week. And each January, we challenge our SOS family to take 30 minutes per day to listen to SOS Radio, surround yourself with this music, see if it makes a difference in the way you think and the way you feel. And author John Walker Lavin did just that several years ago, and he's hanging out with us today at SOS. How did this challenge play a role in reconciling your marriage?
I was devastated in December with Renee moving out. You know, I tried to be macho, but I had to admit, I was the saddest, loneliest, helpless. Yeah. I didn't know what to do. So in December, I heard the promotion for SOS Radio 30-Day Impact, and I accepted the challenge. And it made an immediate impact on my life. And I began to find rest and peace in the encouraging words of the song. My anger was still deep within my heart, but for a short periods of time, the pain eased and the anger subsided. Wow. And after 30 days, I realized I had been focusing on the negativity of my marriage, my own pain, and most important, my selfishness. For me, the songs were about hope, love, overcoming, and passion. But the motivation was behind the healing power of Jesus Christ. It was at this moment I realized that God brought me to my knees and allowed me to follow the rest of the way on my own. Then he loved me, forgave me, healed me, and took away my ugly pride and selfishness and brought back my joy, my laughter, my patience. But most of all, my heart was once again filled with the love for my wife. Jesus instilled an inner confidence and drive to learn all over again what it means to love, honor, and cherish Renee again. God has transformed my life, and it is my mission to impact couples' lives, to bring back hope and inspiration to married couples again, and the sanctity of marriage.
Bringing two imperfect people together in a marriage covenant is not easy. And we're having a discussion about that with author John Walker Lobbin today at SWS Radio. And John, you and your wife, Renee, have actually been married for 40 years, but 10 years ago, you ran into some real marriage struggles that actually separated the two of you for about a year and a half. You didn't have any hope for ever coming back together. But looking back on that season of life, God got a hold of you and challenged you to refocus. And if you were to drill that down, how would you explain it?
I believe the key to a healthy, loving, and valued marriage is only one thing: Christ dying on the cross for each and every one of us. All I know is my marriage was broken. Jesus healed both of our hearts and showed me how to love Renee the way he loves her. And it worked because we both learned to approach marriage with humility, forgiveness, trust, and faith in God. God's love for Renee and I has allowed us to reflect that love back to each other. Embrace your own journey and take the 30-day challenge. What do you have to lose, honestly, except your pride? And that's what God took away from me. Was it easy? Did my wife have anything to do with this? Not really. She's perfect. it was me. I had to deal with everything, and I had to change my own heart, change within, and that's how I came up with the title of my book, Change Within. Great marriages start within.
We're talking about bouncing back after a serious marriage struggle with John Walker Lobbin on SWS Radio. You know, marriages are tough. Communication's tough. Understanding the opposite sex is tough. Having kids is tough. Work stress is tough. When your wife has one career, you have another career, you come home and you're like, okay, I'm tired. And she's like, yeah, I'm tired too. But we still got to do all the chores. We still have to take the kids to all their activities. But building a mutually established bond of trust and honesty takes a lot of vulnerability, John. It takes a lot of courage. And when that trust is broken, not only is our heart left in pieces, but it feels like it's impossible sometimes. When you're at a place where your marriage just feels like it is broken, my spouse is never going to change, I've tried some things, it's not working, where do you suggest we go to find some hope that things can be different?
Well, Scott, I'll tell you what, in 2003, when Renee was diagnosed with breast cancer, I've been a real estate broker for 32 years. The Las Vegas real estate market was booming. And at the same time she has the breast cancer, my business is thriving. And what I noticed, I had put everything ahead of my wife, my career, my success. Pride of life came in for the first time in my life. Mm. I tried to live the Christian life. You know, I tried to be a great husband. But what I noticed when I look back now, that was my pride. I thought I was the greatest husband out there. But what I didn't give my wife was that unconditional love. My love came with expectations. I'm going to do this for you. Christmas time, I couldn't understand that the 105 gifts I gave her, everything I had her do, go on scavenger hunts. You know, that was for me. It wasn't for her. And what I found out at the end, we both were searching for love. We both wanted to be loved from each other. Mm-hmm. When they don't realize that they are the most important person in your life, they're more important than your job, more important than the money you make, more important than the car you have. They will look for every avenue to get attention. And if it's not from their spouse, they will go out and find it elsewhere. And this is what happened. We have never been unfaithful to each other, but she got a job in an environment that was not good for her. And I noticed a huge change in her. Now, the money was coming in. We had never made so much money in our lives. So that really just buffered the issues. But in 2009, when the market went totally down and we lost everything, that's when Renee said, you know, I'm accustomed to this lifestyle. You have to go out and get another job. I rebelled against that. But that's exactly what I had to do. When she moved out, I didn't think she would do it. In fact, 2 weeks before, I said, you know what? You threaten me every single time. You don't have the guts to move out. She came home and she goes, well, I'm moving out in 2 weeks. I was devastated. Who could leave me after I've provided for 32 years? Yeah. My pride was crushed. He warned me for years, John, you know what? It's not about the money. I had to provide for my family. I had to really provide for my arrogance, my ego, and feel like I was giving my wife everything. The only thing I didn't give her was that comfort that she was the most important, cherished person in my life. You know, and I just have to read the introduction here to my son, Brandon, who inspires me every moment for his love for life and his journey to seek out the good in everyone he meets. Your love for God and your integrity has blessed me deeply. I love you. And just to honor my wife, it's on top of Brandon's, for my loving wife, Renee, I have dedicated the rest of my life to love, honor, and cherish you daily. Thank you for your love and respect. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I live this now. Every day, my decisions on what I'm going to do are based on how I can love and nurture my wife, lift her up. Mm-hmm. Show her that love, that she's the most important person to me. And the beautiful thing, Scott, is she shows that love back to me. She shows me that respect. She tells me every day I'm the greatest husband in the world. And that's not true. You know, I acknowledge that now, but I love hearing it.
Yeah.
So my wife, through this devastation, I would tell you that we would never get back together again. She would never get back to me. And when God changed my life, he told me to pray for my wife's soul because she was in a dark environment and it scared me. And he said, John, pray for your life. After trying to get back three times, and I invited her back, I said, I want to work on our marriage. She told me no three times. I finally went home and I said, Lord, I'm done. I have done everything you've asked me to do. I've humbled myself. And I said, I'm done. And Scott, have you ever tried to outthink God? You know, that's what I was doing. And he spoke to me and he says, no, you're not, John. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're going to love your wife like I love your wife. He finally said, it's about the blood of Jesus Christ. And it made sense to me. Wasn't about me anymore. Wasn't about how I react to Renee pushing my buttons. Mm-hmm. It was Jesus. And I prayed and I said, Lord, I do not have the strength to do this on my own. I have screwed this up my whole life with my wife. Show me, teach me. And he said, John, read my word. Find out what your expectations are to be a godly husband, to lead your wife, to love your wife, to nurture your wife. And I started learning these things for a year and a half. I showed this love. I had to crunch my teeth and hold back that anger because she pushed my buttons. But I said, you know what, Lord? I'm doing this for you. You're giving me that strength. And the less I reacted, I could see a softening of her heart in my life. And it just manifested in this beautiful relationship. It took our dogs. I asked her one day, I said, why don't we just start walking our dogs at the park where we used to take Brandon to play baseball. I could just see by Renee, we were just starting to get along. And I found out she was going to a Christian counselor. It was about a year in, I felt we were going to get back together. And I said, hey, how's that Christian counselor working for you? And she said to me, everything the past year and a half is your fault. You need to go meet with her. Everything I did for a year and a half to try to soften and get back, my anger, my pride came back. I said, I will not go. You know, you filled her with all these lies. And so what happened, God spoke to me that night, and he said, John, go. I called Renee, and I said, what's her number? I called her up. I went into a men's group. There were six of us. She welcomed me in, and the first thing she said, just, you know, one rule in here, everything we talk to you in this room stays in here. You don't talk to your wife about it. What I came to find out, the bitterness in there, I found out she was the most godly woman that I've ever met, she didn't sugarcoat anything. She got in your face, and it was all about how you could treat your wife as a Christian husband. The beauty of it was, I didn't know she was meeting with the same ladies of the men that were in my group, mm-hmm. to show them how they could be Christian wives. And that's how this whole thing started.
We're talking about how great marriages start from within with John Walker Lavin on SOS Radio today. You know, for any married couple that feels like their relationship is just hanging on by a thread, in your book, you insist that they got to ask themselves one question. It's a true indicator of where their heart really is.
Yeah. Does your spouse know they are absolutely the most important, valued person in your life? And when you answer that question and you're honest with it, I had to say no. I failed in that area. I failed I was providing, but I didn't give her that love. I have known Christ since 18 years old. Then I was introduced to him again at 24 years old. I found Christ at a warehouse working 6 days a week in California when a youth pastor had a Bible study. And he led me through the sinner's prayer, and I accepted Christ. I became a warrior for Christ, became involved in my Baptist church in California. And we decided to move. Just some things that happened, I got away from the Lord. And when God came back in my life 10 years ago, he absolutely got all of me. I told him, if I ever get a prideful thought, to take it out as fast as you can. And I'm telling you, men and women out there, the key is most of the couples I talk to absolutely love each other. They want this intimacy with their husband or their wife. I desired the intimacy, but it was the pride that held me back. Well, I'll tell you, men and women, when you find Christ and you love Christ and that love comes through your heart, it reflects back as a mirror to your spouse. And when they start seeing that consistency in your life and that love for them, and they know it's genuine, and they can start trusting you again, and they know that they are the most important person in your life, you will see that wall just dissolve. You will see their heart grow. You will see them come up and give you a hug or a conversation you have. You're willing to listen to the depth. The greatest lesson I ever learned, when your wife tells you what to do, what you're doing wrong with your decisions, listen to her because she loves you. She wants the betterment of what's best for the family, for your children. I value her insight now. In fact, I'll come to Renee and I say, you know what? I screwed this one up. Can you get me back on track? And we laugh when we argue, and she'll come up to me and tell me what I'm doing. I'll just put my arms around her now. And I'll laugh, and I say, you know what? We're going to be okay. And she'll do the same to me. She'll go, you wrote a book about marriage. Why are you worried about it? You know? And I cherish Renee. When I say I look at the same eyes 42 years ago, I could tell without her speaking word if there's pain, sorrow, love, passion. I can see it in her eyes before she speaks a word, and she does the same for me. God healed my marriage. God put it in my heart. But you got to realize it's free will. You can go out there and find somebody that if you want to have an affair, you know, you could go out today. But I'll tell you, men and women, God does not put his stamp of approval on it. What God did for me during our year and a half separation, he didn't allow me to take this ring off. It was a reminder that I was still married. And the enemy is out there to seek and destroy, to bring lust to you, to both of us. He tempted us to the moon. I had so many friends telling me, John, you are the luckiest guy. You can go out there and you can. And I say, well, I don't feel lucky. I had this ring on my finger and that kept me. And the biggest thought was, how I brought my son up to be a man of integrity, to love God, to give the best effort in life that he can with morals. And I said to myself, what example would I leave to him to say that I went out and I had an affair when I'm preaching to him integrity? And I said to myself, if I'm going to win Renee's heart back, I have got to be faithful. And I've got to seek her with a fervor. And that became my focus. And I prayed for her every single day. And I'll tell you what, at first, there was a rebellion. And, oh, you're just doing this, you know, for whatever reason she felt in her heart. But as I started to see her softening, and her trust and her heart was coming back to me. That's why I said, Lord, I just say, bless you. This station is changing lives, and I can be a testament that God healed my marriage. SOS was absolutely a huge factor in this. And I tell you, if you don't take the 30-day challenge, what do you have to lose? Take it.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.